pleasure to welcome all of you back, and especially to welcome the new Talmidim as well. We look forward to a year of continued growth and Libad HaTorah and Avas HaTorah and Yir HaShamayim. If you need anything, please don't hesitate to seek me out. For new Talmidim, please come over and introduce yourself. Baruch Hashem, we have two Shir assistants as well that will be aiding in this process, Yisrael Blum and David Sakenek, so feel free to speak with them. If there's any need for chavrusas, please come over, and if it can be of any help, it will be certainly a pleasure. This will go around. Please indicate your name and make a notation if you need a chavrus as well. We're beginning from the second parak of Kedushin, and by way of introduction, today's shir will be devoted to the topic of Erusin and Nisuin, two different stages of Yishuv, and the differences between them. The Braisa tells us in Ksuva Sandaf Nun Gimel Amar Aleph that Tanina, Ishto Arusa, Lo Onen Velo Mitamalo, V'chein Hi Lo Onenes Velo Mitamalo. That if all you had is Erusin, not yet Nisuin, you don't have the halachos of Aninus, one is not mitame for their spouse. So the one single difference that so far the Braisa tells us is regarding the area of aninus, of avelus, and tumah. Very quickly, when it comes to the concept of aninus, the Torah tells us in Dvarim and Perechavav, Parshas Kisavo, the context of the Parsha is vidui maiser sheni. Their part of our vidui is lo achalti va'oni mimenu, that I didn't violate the Issa Daraisa by partaking of the Meiser in a state of Aninus. So from here you see the Torah tells us clearly that a person who is an Onin is not allowed to partake of Meiser Sheni. And the Torah tells us even earlier in Vayikra Perek Yud in Parsha Shmini that an Onin is not allowed to engage in Achilas Kodshim. In addition to those two restrictions, not allowed to kachim, not allowed to eat maaser sheni. The Mishnah tells us in Zvachim and Dav Tezvachim Mubeis that a Kohen who is an Onin is not allowed to do avoda. And if in fact the avoda is done, avodaso psula. This is what the Rambam elaborates in Perek Beis Lasavav of Hilchos Bias Hamikdash. We see this from Parshas Emor here in Vayikra Chafalav when the Torah tells us the halachos regarding a Kohen Gadol. The Torah tells us to min hamikdash lo yetzei v'lo yichalel. A Kohen Gadol, as an exception, he does not leave the area of the Makom Mikdash. He is allowed to continue and participate in Avoda, but this is uniquely true when it comes to a Kohen Gadol, not true when it comes to a Kohen Hedyav, not allowed to do Avoda. If he does so, this is not just the Dinah Chasila, but rather Avodaso Psula. So far, not allowed to partake of Kodshim, not allowed to engage in Avoda. You're familiar with what the Mishnah tells us in the very beginning of the third parak of Brachos and Daf Yud Zayin Mabez, Mishamesa Mutalafanav, that one who is in that state comparable to Aninus is forbidden, Tosus writes, to engage in Mitzvah Saseh. And the Gemara elaborates there also is an Isra of Shtias Yayin and Achilas Basa. Those are the halachos of Aninus. And therefore, that Braisa tells us that one is only considered to be an onen if mesa ishto, if there was fulishus, if there was nisuin, not merely if there was erisin. So that's difference number one when it comes to this realm of aninus. And that Bryce also tells us the difference when it comes to tuma, that la'achar erisin that lo mitame lo, and v'chein hi lo mitame lo. There's a difference when it comes to tuma as well. As mentioned earlier in Parsha Zemar, Beikro Chavalev, the Torah delineates the restrictions of Tumas Kohanim, that a Kohen cannot be Lemetame Lemeis, but clearly there are exceptions of Krovim. And the Pasta tells us that Kiyum L'Sheira HaKarovilov, She'era HaKarovilov. And therefore, the Braisa tells us an important Kiddush. This applies to Ishto, as long as it is Ishto Hanesua, but not to Arusaso. A Kohen is not to be Metame Lemeis, if indeed it is the Arusa that died only for Ishto Nisua. How do we know that this is a reference to a Nisua? So this is what the Rashbam writes in Bava Basra and Daf Kuf Testament Beis, that the Torah uses the term of She'ero. She'ero, the Rashbam writes, is reminiscent of the Pasuk in the very beginning of Chumash Bereishis, V'hayu lebasar echad, She'ero, basar echad. That obviously is not a reference to Erisin, but rather that is only after full issues, namely Nisuin. And the Rashbam writes, Uksiv Nami, Sheirok, Susa, Vanasa, Lo Yigra, the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, the Shibudei HaBal Ishto, Sher Ksus Va'ona, Sher only kicks in after Nisuin. And therefore, if the Pasuk tells us when it comes to areas of Tumas Kanyan, Ki'im l'she'ero, so therefore that means Ishto Nisua, but not Ishto Ha'arusin. What exactly does it mean that if you have one who is a Kohen, so lo mitamela, he is not to be mitame to his wife? So Rashi explains, and that's Sugya, in Ksuvas and Daphnim, Gimel and Aleph, the following. Lo mitamela is a reference to im kohenu. If the Baal is a Kohen, he is not allowed to mitame for his wife, who is Nitheres, if all they had was Erisin. If would be, however, Ishto Hanesua, in such a case the Kohen must do so. The fact that a Kohen is mitame lekrovim is not a reshus, but rather it is a chiyu. The Sugyan Zvachim and Daf, Kufam and Aleph, that mitamen also bar korcho. And therefore that is only la'achar nisuin, but not la'achar erisin. Rashi is troubled by the following. What then does the Braisa mean when it continues and tells us that lo mitama lo, that she is not mitame for him? What exactly does that mean? Does it mean that it's an iser? How can that be? No? And therefore Rashi writes in Sugin Ksuvah Sadaf Nun Gimel that eina chayeves mitame lo. When it comes to the Kohen, he is not allowed to be mitame for her. When it comes to her, if the Baal is Nifter, but all they had was Erisin, so Rashi writes that Eina Chayeves, she certainly has that option, there's no Iser, for her to be mitame Labala, even La'achar Erisin. But if it would be La'achar Nisuin, then Rashi teaches us Chayeves mitame Labala. Then the wife must be mitame for her husband, who is Nifter. And this is what Rashi writes in Ksuvas later on the Pei Tesimah Beis as well, that afal pi shemitzvah letame lemeisim or beparsha, even though lo yitama is a chiyu, you must be metame lemeisim, it is only la'achar nisuin and not la'achar eris. Good? Rashi in Yevamos in the Pei Tesimah Beis writes another possibility, that perhaps when the Braisa tells us that lo mitame lo, that she cannot be metame for him, it doesn't mean that she is not obligated to do so, but it really means that there is an iser. Why should there be an iser for her darusa to mitame for her husband? So Rashi writes the following, that kigon beregel. Maybe it's a reference to Yantiv. After all, an Yantiv chayiv adam letares atzma beregel, everyone must see to it that they are in a state of tara, so therefore there is a time that we would forbid even the arusa to be mitame to her husband, who is Nifter. Under normal circumstances, there is not going to be an Isser. One could envision a possibility, if this is in Yantiv, where Chayiv Adam Letara Sasa Beregel, that could be an Isser as well. Good? So this is Rashi Shita. When the Braisa tells us the difference in Erisin and Nisuin, La'achar Nisuin, it is a must. La'achar Erisin, in such a case, a Kohen is not allowed to do so. If it was the Ashes Kohen or any Ashes Ish, La'achar Erisin, then she has that right, with the exception of the case of Regel. That L'chori is Poshub Shana. That means the following. When the Torah tells us in Parsha Sema that La'achar Nisuin, Lo Yitama, but when it comes to other Krovim, there is a mitzvah to do so, it means that everyone is obligated to do so, even the Kohen. I would have had a half a minute to assume that maybe this halacha does not apply to a Kohen, because the Kohen is not allowed to be mitame lemeis, so therefore the pasuk goes out of its way and tells us lo yitama, that afilu Kohen, even a Kohen must be mitame lekrovim. If you take a look at the Rambam in Al-Khazavel, Parabbeis Al-Khavav, the Rambam writes a very great Kiddush and understands this halacha very differently. The Rambam begins the halacha with the following. The Kama Chamura Mitzvahs Avelus. The Rambam says, come and see how stringent the Dini Avelus are. After all, Shaharei Nirches Lo Tumim Bipnei Krovov Kadesh Yisasku Iman V'Yisab Aleihem. In order to ensure that one can be Misaseg B'meis, in order that one can properly express Avelus, so therefore, Avelus is Doche Tumas Kohanim. And the Rambam continues and tells us this is the Pasuk of Kim L'Shero HaKarav Elav, Lo Yitama, what does that mean? Not a Rishus, but rather Mitzvah Saseh. It's a Chiyu to go ahead and do so. And the Rambam adds, if the Kohen, for whatever reason, does not desire to become Tameh, nonetheless, Mitamen also Balkarcho, we insist. We don't give him that choice. Good. But then the Rambam has a very great chiddush. Bamed Rambam Murim. When is this true? That there's a chiyuv to be metamei atzmo lemeis that is only bizecharim. That is only when it comes to a kohen. Shehuzru al hatuma. However, when it comes to a kohenis, for example, hoil ve'enon musharis al hatuma. So therefore, eino mitzuvos lehitamei the krovim. Very great chiddush, no? The Rambam writes this halacha that lo yitama, there's a chiyuv that a kohen must be metamei the krovim, and that mitzvah only applies to ishta hanasua, not to arusasa. That is only true for the kohen. For a kohenis, for example, for others there is no chiyuv at all. That's what the Rambam writes. A very great chiddush. Moshe Pshatis is Rashi. Of course, others are obligated to do so. The chiddush is not only the kohen, even the kohen. One could have had a havamina to assume kohen. No, the Rambam writes that is not true. It is only the kohen. However, a kohenis, since einon musharo salatuma, kein einu mitzuvos lehitamei the krovin. If rotzo metamos, imlav lo metamos. A very great chiddush. And the Ravid objects that no, koshkein. If the kohen must be metamei as atzmo, so certainly one who is not a kohen is obligated to do this as well. A very great chiddush of the Rambam. It's not our sugya directly. Rav Soloveitchik explained this is written up in the Shulchan Zech Rav Amori in the piece on Tumas Kohanim. Apparently, the Rambam's chiddush is the following: that the chilul kedushas kohuna is part of the kiyum of avelus, and that's why the Rambam prefaces the halacha kama chamura mitzvah avelus. How do we demonstrate the gravity of avelus? That the kohen is mitame himself; he defiles his kedusha. Chilul kedusha sukuna is part of the kiyum of avelus, and therefore the Rambam writes b'med ramamurim. When you're dealing with a kohen, one who is not a kohen, who does not have invested in him that level of kedusha, so therefore there is no halacha of lo yitama that he must be mitame asat smol lemeis. A very great chiddush. So aside from this important detail, the machlokas between Rashi and the Raifat against the Rambam Shita, but this is what the Braisa tells us in Ksuvas and Aftam Gimel. This is a basic difference between Erisin and Nisuin. And this is important even in terms of the Hagdara, because the Pasuk uses the term of She'ero. She'ero cannot be referring to and others. The Braisa tells us in Ksuvas and Aftam Gimel another difference as well. And that is, if mesa ishto. When is it that the Baal is yoresh es ishto? La'achar erisin, there is no yerusha sabal. And therefore, mesa, eino yorsha. Mesa sabal is only, yerusha sabal is la'achar nisuin, not la'achar erisin. There is a machlokis tanoim, machlokis samuraim, machlokis la'alocha, whether in fact this is a din d'araisa, whether it's a din d'rabana. If you look at the ksugya in Ksuva Sandav Feidal Amar Aleph, the view of Rab Shimon Gamliel is Yerusha Sabal, that is a Dindaraisa. Rab Yekiva, the sugya in Babakama and Daf Mendez and Mebez, maintains that Yerusha Sabal is Daraisa as well. And yet, Rab Eloza, the view of Rav, again that sugya in Ksuva Sandav Feidal, Yerusha Sabal is only a Din Durabanon. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus in Perkei Beis Halacha Gimel, the Rambam in Hilchos Nachlos Perkalef Halacha Ches writes that Yerusha Sabal is midivrei Sofrim, and the Ravid is Masig that Yerusha Sabal is a din daraisa. So again, the Brice is explicit that there's a difference in Eris and Yisu when it comes to Yerusha. Machlokes Tanoim, Amavroim, Machlokes Rishonim, the Rambam and Ravid, whether this is a din daraisa, whether this is a din derabanan. The Sugin Baba Basrud of Kufir Aleph also quotes the Pasuk to indicate this concept of Yerusha Sabal. The Torah tells us in the Mibar Chav Zayin, Unisatem es Nachaloso, who is it that gets the Nachala? L'she'ero hakaro v'lov v'mishvachto. And She'ero again, Zuishto. This is similar to the case of Tuma, where the Pasuk refers to She'ero, and therefore, as we saw in the Rashbam, this cannot be a reference to Erisin. This is La'achar Nisun. Good? Difference in terms of Yerusha. A further difference in Erisin and Nisuin, this you know as well from Parshas Matos, and that is when it comes to Haforas Nidorim. This is the Mishnah Nidorim and Daf Samachvav Mudbeis, where the Mishnah tells us if you have a Nara Hamurasa, Avia Ubala Mefirin Nidareha. When you have a nara marasa, there is a shutfis between the av and the baal as far as hafar is concerned. This would not be true, of course, of inesua. Then the right of hafar is exclusively that of the baal, no longer the av. And in fact, there are three different halachos. When you look in Parshas Matos, starting with the beginning of the Midbar Perek Lamed, beginning with Pasuk Vav, the Torah tells us the following. There is hafar asa'av, the im heini avia osa'av. The av has the right to be mefer. When you look later, right, in that very same parshin, Pasuk Yud Gimel, then the Torah mentions im hafer yafir osam isha'av. The baal has a slus hafar. The Torah begins with the Sus HaFara of the Av. The Torah continues and tells us that there are times that a Baal has the right to go ahead to do so. How do you know when to apply these different principles? So the Gemara points out the following. This is that Sukkah in the Dharma of Samach Zayin and Aleph. Where do you see that there is a Shutfis? Where do you see that sometimes the Av, sometimes the Baal, sometimes both, in fact, are necessary? So here the Gemara quotes the view of Rava. This is not just important in terms of a detail that there's an afkamina. This is important in terms of the Hagdara as well. The Pasuk tells us in between those two Pasukim. Av, that's Pasuk Vav. Pasuk Yigimel is Haparas Habal in Pasuk Zayin. There the Pasuk tells us V'im hayo sihyeh le'ish unidareha aleha. Im hayo sihyeh le'ish. What exactly does that mean? So that's what the Gemara explains. The first pasuk, imhini aviosa, is referring to a pnuya. In such a say, she is exclusively Birshus ha'av, and therefore the schus hafar is one of the av. What does it mean, im hayos yeh le'ish? There, hayos yeh, that is erisin. That is the kinyan of Yishus. For example, what the Gemara tells us in the very beginning of Kedushin, and daf hey man aleph, that we know that gerishin is al yedei shtar. How do you know that there's a shtar kedushin as well? The Gemara tells us the following: V'holcha v'haisa makish havaya liyatsiya. Havaya means the kinyan of Yishus, which is erisin. So here the pasuk tells us im hayosiyeh. That's a reference to erisin. That is not nisuin. Then the pasuk continues im beis isha nadara. Beis isha. What is that a reference to? That is already nisuin. In other words, that the Hazara of Erisin is an Ashes Ish, but she is still Beveis Aviha. What is the definition of Nisuin? An Ashes Ish who is Beveis Habal. And therefore, the Pasuk says, Beis Isha Nadara, that means Nisuin, that cannot mean Erisin. So at the time prior to Erisin, there she is Breshus Ha'av. After Erisin, she's an Ashes Ish, Beveis Ha'av. Besa, that is Ishto. That's a reference to Nisuin. And that's how the Gemara understands these three psukim when it comes to Hafaras Nadarim. In Beis Isha Nadara, that again is the concept of Besa, Zu, Ishto. So that is exactly the Chiddush, that is a reference to the concept of Nisuin. So therefore, a further difference when it comes to Hafaras Nadarim, but that is part of the very Hagdaris, we'll soon see, the difference between Erisin as opposed to Nisuin. As mentioned earlier in Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah tells us that parts of the Shibudei Habal Ishto are Sher, Ksus, Va'ona. That is clear, the Sugin Ksuvas and Daf Mem Zayin, that is only La'achar Nisuin. That is how the Rambam begins Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Ishus. The Rambam writes, Kishenose Adam Isha, Nisuin. Only at the time of Nisuin is there Sher Ksus Va'ona. And the Ramban in that Pasuk in Parshas Nishpatim explains, as we saw in the Rashbam, Sher Ksus Va'ona is only She'er is Lachar Nisuin. It means Basar Hadavek Va'kar of the Besar Shel Adam. She'er Uzu Ishto. That is a reference to Nisuin. That is not merely Erisin. And of course, as you know, even when it comes to the onesha of Eishes Ish, there's a marked difference. La'achar Nisuin, in such a case, the Isser of Eishes Ish is an Isser of Chenek. Nara Hamurasa, there the onesh is not one of Chenek, that is an onesh of Skila. So when Nara Lachar Eris in Skila, La'achar Nisuin, then If it's an ishus instance, such an instance, an onesh of chenek, a difference when it comes to onshin as well, in terms of erisin and nisuin. It's a very difficult Tosas Harash. Tosas Harash, as you found in Yevamos and Daf Lamed Dalam Aleph, but the Tosas Harash writes that the chiyuv kareis and the chiyuv karban b'shogei, in the case of Nara Murasa, no, it's only lachar nisuin, not lachar erisin. A very great chiddush. That Nara Murasa, there's a chiyuv skila with asra, but there is no iser kareis, there is no chiyuv chatas. A difference even in terms of kareis and chatas, erisin as opposed to nisuin. These are a few of the differences. In terms of the erisin as opposed to nisuin, in terms of his hakdara, it's clear. In Eishes Ish Beveis Ha'av, that is Eirusin. How do you become an Eishes Ish? That's the opening mission. Amasefta. Kesef Shtaro Bia. Nisuin is an Eishes Ish who is Beveis Ha'bal. How do you attain Nisuin? That we'll see is more difficult. You go through the entire Masefta. Very unclear what is the definition. Lamais of Nisuin. In Lamdos, an Eishes Ish who is Beveis Ha'bal. So we saw this when it comes to Hafaras Nidarim. If the Torah tells us base Ishanadara, base Zuishta, that means Nisun. This is evident from another sugi as well, and that's the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We know that it's necessary for the Kohen Gadol to be married. Where do you see this is true? Because the Pasuk says, V'chiper ba'ado uviyad beso, beso Zuishta. What exactly does this mean? Based on our model of Hafaras Nedarim, it should mean that Erisin is insufficient. Nisuin must take place. And that's exactly what the Gemara writes in Yuma Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. In order for the Kohen Gadol to perform Avoda, it's not sufficient that Erisin occurred, but Nisuin is necessary. Mehecha Teisi, after all, if the Pasuk says, V'yad Beso, Beso Zuishto, in Eishes Ish B'Beis HaBal is only Lacha Nisuin, not Lacha Erisin, comparable to the case of Hafaras Nedarim. In fact, this is the Nesivus' Kasha. In the very opening of Maseches Ksuvis, what happens if the wife of the Kohen Gadol should die in Yom Kippur? It's necessary to see to it that the Kohen is married. Therefore, we'll see to it that Ishus will occur even on Yom Kippur. The Nesivus' Kasha, we'll have to learn more about Nisuin, but the Rambam's definition of Nisuin is Yichud Harayu Labiya. How can you have Yichud Harai Leviya when it comes to Yom Kippur? If you'll tell me that all that's necessary is Erisin, so certainly Erisin could occur on Yom Kippur if necessary. The fact that Ein Mekadshin, that's only Issa D'Rabbanan. But how can you have Nisuin on Yom Kippur if the definition of Nisuin according to the Rambam is Yichud Harai Leviya? And it's clear from the Gemara that Nisuin is needed. V'chiper vado v'beso, beso zrishto means Nisuin. So you find this when it comes to Hafaras Nedarim, you find it when it comes to Kohen Gadol. Where else is the scene? So this is a Rashi earlier in Kedushin, and Daf Yud Amud Beis as well. We know that Midaraisa, Arusa Bas Yisrael Ocheles Betruma, even Lachar Erisim, the Arusa is allowed to go in to eat Truma. How do you know that that is true? Rashi comments, after all, the Torah tells us again, Vayikra Chavdal in Parshas Emor. The Torah says, Kinyan Kaspo. Kinyan Kaspo. What element of Ishus is that? Kinyan Kaspo. That doesn't require Nisuin. Kinyan Kaspo means the Kinyan of Ishus. So therefore, all that is needed is Erisin. So therefore, the Din Daraisa, Arusa Bas Yisrael Achelas Petruma, based on the Postuk in Parshas Emor of Kinyan Kaspo. And then Rashi continues. What about Nises? What happens if they are fully married? Lachar Nisuin. So Rashi writes Peshitta. Then obviously, the Eishes Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. How do you know that this is true? Rashi quotes the Drasha of the Sifri. Rashi cites the Pasuk in Parshas Korach. In Bemidbar Yechez, there the Pasuk says, Kol Tohor Beveska. Kol Tohor Beveska. So Rashi writes, Mefurish. In Kedushin Yom Beis. If all you had was the pasuk of Kol Tohor Beveska, so therefore you would have argued Nisuin is needed. That's why the pasuk must go out of its way in Parshas Emor and tell us that no, Kinyan Kaspo, that even Arusa Bas Yisrael, Cheles Petruma. That's the further case. Kinyan, that is Erisin. And Eishes Ishu is Beveis Habal, Kol Torah Beveiska, that requires Nisuin. And Rashi writes, that's why you have the two Parshios, Parshas Emor and Parshas Korach. In fact, if you look in Or Sameach, Or Sameach is found in Hilchos Shrumos. In Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel, Or Sameach writes a very great Kiddush based on the Yerushalmi. What is the theme of Parshas Emor? There the Torah is describing Achilas Truma. In Parshas Korach, the Torah does not only deal with Truma, there it deals with Shar Matnos Kun as well. For example, Chaza V'Shal. The Torah deals with the broader Matnos Kun, where Sameach suggests an incredible Chiddush based on the Yerushalmi, and that's the following. That the halacha of Arus Bas Yisrael Acheles B'Truma is only Truma. Because when it comes to Truma, that's when the Torah uses the term of Kinyan Kaspo. That is Erisin. When it comes to Shar Matnos Kehuna, there you have to glean from Parshas Korach. There the Pasuk says, Kol Torah Beveischa, that requires Nisuin. So therefore, Sameach suggests the Chiddush that an Arusa cannot partake of Chaza V'Shok. That is uniquely true when it comes to Truma, because the Pasuk uses the term of Kinyan Kaspo, an important Chiddush. The Tzafnas Paneach, the Ragachover is Magdir as follows. This is found in Chazishus and Peregdan Halachates, that there are in fact two halachos. That Arus is Bas Yisrael Ocheles is because all that's needed is Kinyan Kaspo. Kinyan Kaspo is attained Lachar Erisin. What about Nisuin? So then there's halach of Baal Ki'ishtim. Already at that point, Kruya Kohenes. She has a halacha comparable to a Kohenes. A daughter of a Kohen is a Kohenes. Eishes Kohen, She'ero, Baal Ki'ishto, there, Dina Ki'kohenes. That you can't assume La'achar Erisin. That is only La'achar Nisuin. And that's the pasuk of Kol Torah Beveischa. That's the Hagdara that the Ragat Shavar suggests. I'll point out a couple of other differences as follows. If you look in Rashi Yevamos, and Daf Nun Vav Mebein, the Ramaskol Tomar, Rashi says, two different Lashonos, this is the Lashon Acher of Rashi, that writes the following Chiddush. What happens if an Almana marries the Kohen Gadol, or a Grusha V'Chalutz of the Kohen Hedya? Let's assume all they have is Eris. Is that Almana allowed to go ahead and to eat Truma? After all, this is an illicit relationship, no? A Kohen Gadol, right, is not allowed to marry an Almana. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to, a Kohen Hedya is not allowed to marry a Grusha V'Chalutz. So in the case of Almana L'Kohen Gadol, a Grusha V'Chalutz L'Kohen Hedya, if all they had was Erisin, would this woman be entitled to eat Truma? So there the Gemara almost explains that Nun Vav Mabez, that Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Shimon Machshirin, Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Shimon allow that woman here and now to partake of Truma. Rashi explains the following. After all that's necessary to eat Truma is Kinyan Kaspo. And therefore, if the Kinyan of Ishus took place, and there certainly is Tfisas Kedushin regarding an Amon L'Kohen Gadol, Grusha V'Chalutz L'Kohen Hedya, in such a case, that is called Kinyan Kaspo. You'll tell me that that's an illicit relationship. No. That's La'achar Shabbalah. La'achar Shabbalah, she becomes a Chalala. A Chalala is not allowed to eat Truma. But a Chiddush that Rashi points out, that calls man Shalom Ba'aleh, she is not a Chalala, she inherently is not Suwa L'Truma. All that is needed is Kinyan Kaspo, and this is called Kinyan Kaspo. Why is that considered to be a Chiddush? That even though Al-Pedinus is what we call Mishtameres L'Bias Avera, L'Bia Psula, after all they had Erisin, but the next stage of Nisuin is the Isser, nonetheless that is sufficient in terms of Kinyan Kaspo, and therefore one can go ahead and eat Truma. That's the Kiddush that Rashi writes, Aliba de Rabbi Loza, and according to Rabbi Shimon. The Ishus is impaired, but if all that is necessary is Kinyan Kaspo, that will be accomplished even in the case of Mishtameres, Levi Apsula. And just a further marmakam, in Yevamos Nav Samad Zayin and Wadei, the Gemara discusses this case. What happens if a woman, let's say, is married and the husband dies, there's no children, and she is awaiting Yibum. The husband was a Kohen. The Yavam obviously is a Kohen as well. This is what we call a Shemeres Yavam, a woman who is awaiting, right, Yibum. So here the Gemara writes the following Chiddush, that lo machila, that the brother, the Yavam, cannot empower her to eat truma. Why is that true? The Gemara says the following, that kinyan kaspo amarachmana, and vaha kinyan da'achivu. Kinyan kaspo is necessary. Where do you have kinyan kaspo? After all, as far as the Yavam is concerned, the Yavam did not acquire her through a kinyan shalister, through keser shtar or bia as of yet. In such a case, you don't have kinyan kaspo. You certainly do not have the level of she'ero. So, an unusual circumstance. She was allowed to eat truma while she was married to her husband. The husband died. Now she is waiting Yibum until Yibum will occur. So it is not she'ero, it is not kinyan kaspo. And therefore she cannot go ahead and partake of truma. The Tosas Yishonim writes on that daf in Yevamos Nav Samazan Obeis, this is a Din Daraisa. And Tosas writes, the Ramaskal Kinyan, name of Rabbi Yotam, that this is only an Asmachta. Midaraisa, she is still called Kinyan Kaspo, because she was Knuya Labal Rishon, and the Zika was never Paka. So Tosas says, Midaraisa, that is still called Kinyan Kaspo. This is just a halacha d'rabbanan. But the Tosis Yishonim writes a chiddush. No, this is a din d'araisa. This is neither beso nor kinyan kaspo, and therefore at this point in time, no longer can she participate in truma. All of these examples are very telling, not only lemaisa in terms of the differences between eris and nisuin, but as we mentioned in terms of the hagdara. Ish is ish, that is accomplished al yedei kinyan, keser shtar ubiya. The Ramban writes in Kedushat Tev Zayin, it doesn't mean a kinyan of dinim amanos. The term the Ramban uses is a kinyan shel iser. However, beso, she'ero, that is referring to an ashes issue is the beis habal, and that is the reference to nisim. This will be very relevant in terms of our opening sugya of das and shlichus. For what form of issues can we envision the possibility of shlichus, and so on. Here you know that Reb Chaim pointed out that generally speaking, that there are three different levels of das, b'chol ha'torah. There is something which is called, that we won't elaborate on length, das hafla. Das hafla means when it comes to areas of hafla, like the Rambam, in chelek hafla, the Arach HaZaka, shvuos, nezirus, nedarim, charamim, Hafla, Ish Kiafli. Here we find a very great Kiddush, and this is the Sugya Nida Daf Mem Heyam and Beis. The Das Hafla is a lower level of Das. And even an individual who Al Pidin is still a Katan, nonetheless is able to exhibit Das Hafla. This is what we call a Mufla Samuch Liish. Rashi writes in the Sugya Nidan Daf Nevav Amud Aleph that the pasuk says Isha Isha Kiyafli Lindor Neder. What does it mean Kiyafli? Marbinan Mufla Samuch Liish. One is capable of creating an Isur Shvuah and Isur Neder, even though they are merely Samuch Liish. They are not yet of age of godless. If you look at that Mishnah. Right, and Dachum Hemadeh Zanita, the Rambam in Perakit Aleph of Hilchos Nedarim tells you the following halachos. If you have a katan who is ben Shemas Rishana, who's 12 years old, Nidareha Nidbakim, if he makes a neder, we will interrogate and see to it that he understands what he is saying, and if he does, that neder is chal. The Rambam writes in Lacha Gimel, if he is Yud Gimel Shanim, Afal Pi Shalom Hiviyah Simanim, even though Al Pidin he's still a katan. Godless lahalacha requires shanim, but also physical maturity of simanim. The Rambam writes, if it is Yud Gimel Shana, so those shvuos nedarim automatically are binding, even though Al Pidin he is still a katan. Other areas lahalacha. And the Rambam goes on to explain in Halacha Dalit, from here you see you cannot equate Hafla with Shar Dinei HaTorah. When it comes to Kinyanim, when it comes to Gedushin, Kedushin, this child is a Katan. But he is a Gadol when it comes to Nidarim and Shvuos and the like. Apparently, what do you see? That the level of Das which is necessary for Hafla, Shvuos and Nidarim, is a much lower level of Das than Shar Dinei HaTorah. And perhaps, therefore, it's not coincidental that just as it is very easy, relatively speaking, to make a Shvu or Neder, it's relatively easy to break a Shvu or Neder. Pesach, Charata, Shelas Chacham, those concepts don't exist when it comes to other areas, Lahalacha. But yet you have it when it comes to Das Hafla. It is the easiest Chalos to create, it is the easiest to break. And then you have the mid-level of Das, we call Das Mecha Chumemka, right? And that is the normal level of Das B'chol HaTorah Kula. A Katan is a Lav Bar Das. When this child will become a Gadol, that requires Shanim V'Simanim, now he is capable Midaraisa of making Kinyanim independently. Up until now, all he had was a Kinyan Drabana. The most one could argue, as Matosus writes in Sanhedrin Samachesim Abeis, Das Acheres Matnalo. Maybe if a bardas will give him something, so that can substitute for the proper das that the katan does not have, but certainly a katan cannot acquire midarais on his own. Once he is a bardas, he is a gadol, shanim in shemanim, in such a case, he is a bardas when it comes to shar kol HaTorah kula. However, what about when it comes to gittin and kedusha? Perhaps one could argue, and this we'll see will be very relevant to our first sugya of shlichus, that just as there's a difference of das hafla, das mekar komemkar, there's a heightened level of das regarding gittin v'kedushin, and this is what we call das davar shebe'erev. We'll have to see where das davar shebe'erev manifests itself, but the possibility that a heightened level of das is needed. Where do you see that this possibly is true? We've discussed in several occasions, right, the Sugyan Kedushin Adav Samachayim Adayim, where the Gemara spells out two different types of Eidus. This is something that is very critical in Allah. The Gemara writes the following Kiddush, that Amrav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Mishmei Derav, HaMekadesh Be'eid Echad, Ein Choshesh in the Kedushin, Va'afilu Shneihem Modin. You have a chasan. He gives kesef kedushin to the kala. He gave it l'shem yishus. The kala received it l'shem yishus. There's no dispute. But they didn't do so in the presence of Eidin. Even if there was a single Eid that was there. But if that's all you have, hamakadosh ve'eid echad, even if shneihem odim, ein choshishin l'kedushin. Eidus is critical. Without that, you cannot have gittin in kedushin. You jump down a little bit, and that very same Amud, Kedushin Samachem Adayz, the Gemara tells us that seeming of the opposite. The Gemara says, Marzutra, Rav Ada Saba, B'nei Rav Mai Bar Yisar, the two children of Rav Mai Bar Yisar, Polig Nichsayu Bahadi Hadadi, they divided up their estate, they divided their Nechasim. All of a sudden they realized, when they divided the Yerusha from their father, there were no Eidim that were present. They did it privately. The Gemara comments that Osu l'kamei d'Ravashi, they went and posed the shaila to Ravashi, is this division binding? After all, we didn't have Eidim. So Omrulei, they said to Ravashi the following, the Torah insists, al pi shnei Eidim amarachmanu, is that only di'i boi l'mahadri l'matzei hadre b'hu? V'anam lo hadre, is the need for Eidim, when you divide property, simply in order to ensure that one of the parties does not retract? And here, we're not concerned about that. Va'analo hadre, and therefore there is no need for Eidim. Udilmano lo mekayme milsa ela bisade. Why are Eidim necessary? Lo mekayme milsa ela bisade. Eidim are necessary. Lekium hadavar. The division will not be binding unless Eidim are present. We trust each other, we have no reason to be concerned, but no Eidim were there at that time. So the Gemara answers the following, that Amar Lahu, lo ivra sadeh ela l'shakre. What is the purpose of Edim? Simply to avoid Sheker. Tomorrow, one of the players will show up and say, Lohayet Varamiola, I will be able to bring Edim into Bezin to verify that this in fact took place. So apparently you see, Minei Obey and that very same Dov, two very different types of Edos. When it comes to division of property, Lo Ivrasade El Lishakre, Edos is only to avoid Sheker. This is what we call Apidin Edos Levirur Hadava. Edim really necessary for the purpose of Virur. And yet, the Gemara said earlier, when it comes to cases of Gittin and Kedushin, that's not true. There is no Virur which is needed. Afilu Shneihem Odim, the Chosn agrees, the Kal agrees, the Rechar agrees. Nonetheless, Ein Choshesh in the Kedushin. Apparently, you see that the role of Edim at the time of Gittin and Kedushin is different than the role of Edim when it comes to Dinim Amanos. And that's the difference in Edus Levir HaDavar as opposed to Edus Lekium HaDavar. Sometimes the role of Edim is not to create the halos, but to affirm that something indeed occurred. Sometimes the role of Edim is in order to establish a halos. That is Edus Lekium HaDavar. This is not only limited to Edus Balpeh, this is even true when it comes to a shtar. Sometimes you can have a shtar birur, sometimes you can have a shtar which creates a halos. Let's assume, for example, I lend you money. You are obligated to pay me back. If, in fact, it is the shtar, that is what we call a shtar raya. No? When I hold on to the shtar, that allows me to go into Bezd in order to convey that the loan, in fact, took place and that the loan is current. You're not neman to say parati. You already paid me back. What is the purpose of that ksuva, the purpose of the shtar halva? That is the shtar raya. But sometimes you have a shtar kinyan, where the shtar creates the chalos, no? And a shtar kinyan you can have in two areas as well. You can have a shtar kinyan areas at Dinim Amanos, where I acquire, for example, the karka al yedei shtar. That's not merely a raya, but the means of transfer, the means of acquisition was al yedei shtar. And then you can have a shtar kinyan areas of Isser v'Hetzer, a get, or a shtar kiddushin, or a shtar shichur. Those are the three shtaras that are a shtar kinyan of Isser v'Hetzer. Your mishachar and eved al yedei shtar, or gerishin, or a shtar kiddushin, a shtar kinyan of Isser v'Hetzer. For example, we assume the halacha that lishma is only needed for a shtar kinyan of Isser v'Hetzer. So, a get requires lishma, a shtar kedushin requires lishma, a shtar shichur requires lishma. There's a world of difference in these shtaros. The shtar creates the gerishin, the shtar creates the kedushin. The shtar is the vehicle, the means of shichur. In other cases, the shtar is just a raya l'davar that all of this occurred. So there's edus l'kiyum ha'davar, there's edus l'bir ha'davar, there's a shtar kinyan, there's a shtar raya. Are there any differences between Edus Lekiyum HaDavar as opposed to cases of Edus Levir HaDavar? One critical difference is the following. When we learned Sanhedrin, the Sugya and Daf Tes, we saw a critical machlokas Rishonim. Today is in Tosfos, Tes Samad Aleph and Sanhedrin Damasco, Bizman Shehisru Bahem, a very fundamental issue. At what point, Al Bidin, do you become an Eid? An Eid normally witnesses, there's Re'iyah, and then an aide will go into Bezdin and engage in Haganah. At what point, Al Tidin, are you labeled as an aide? Mishas Re'iyah or Mishas Haganah? The Re maintains that it's necessary to have an aide Hameid. When we speak about Eidim, it means Haganah, aide Hameid. And Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rashbam, is of the opinion that no, Re'iyah is sufficient. You are nikva as a shame, mishasri, as long as niskavi in the hoid. What are the differences whether you're an eid mishasriya or whether it's mishas hagada? Tosus quotes to. One difference is nimsech or kavu apostle, just a betayla. If one individual is a kavu apostle, it doesn't merely reflect on him, but rather the entire cut becomes apostle. So it's critical to know, what does that mean? At what point are they labeled as Edim? Is Mishas Re'iya or Mishas Hagada? And then Tosa suggests another difference in halacha, the principle of Ein Eid Nase Dayan. If you're an Eid, you cannot be a Dayan. Well, when do you become an Eid? Is it Mishas Re'iya or Mishas Hagada? This is a critical machlokes. the Ri versus the Rashba. Their machlokas hinges on how you understand the sugi and machlokas and the Vav and Aleph. Because the Gemara raises a very compelling kasha. The teretz of the Gemara, though, is somewhat unclear. The Gemara tells us the following. How can you argue Nimse Echad Mem Kavo Pasuk Yusam B'Teva? If any one of those people will become Pasuk, you have to dismiss the entire Kav. The Gemara says, if that's true, Horeg Yatzil, Roveh Yatzil. The perpetrator can always exonerate himself. A person, Rachman al-Hassan, will kill someone, but he saw the act of Ritzicha, therefore he will be one of the Edim, and all of a sudden now, Nimser Karl Pasa Nusam Bateva will have to dismiss the entire Kaz. How can that be? Horeg Yatzil, Roveh Yatzil. The perpetrator himself will cause all Edim to become Pasul. How can that be? The Gemara says there must be a teretz. The teretz is the following. The Torah says, Al Pi, Shnidim Yakum Davar. What does Yakum Davar mean? Bimekayme Davar HaKosuv Medame. That's the Teretz, Makos Davav Medame. Who are the Edim? Bimekayme Davar HaKosuv Medame. What exactly was the Havamid of the Gemara? What was the Teretz of the Gemara? The Ri understands the Gemara as follows. That we had thought that you become an Eid Mishas Ri'iyah. And therefore the Gemara asks, Horeg Yatzil, Roveh Yatzil. What's the answer? B'mikayim e'davar akosim e'davar. Who are the mikayim e'davar? When is the case established? Mishas Ri'iyah? No, Mishas Haggadah. And therefore the Ri maintains, Poshub Shan the Gemara. One is only an Eid Mishas Haggadah. Look, Bezin is not going to allow the Horeg or the Roveh to testify. The fact that they saw it is irrelevant. Eidus is nikva b'shas hagadah, not b'shas ri'iyah. This is fine and good if you agree with that chiddush of the Ri. But let's assume you assume as the Rashba that you become an eid b'shas ri'iyah. So what's the answer to the Gemara then? Nimsech akar pasano b'mekai midavar akosu medaber. So Rashi makes a very brief comment. What does it mean b'mekai midavar? Rashi adds v'lo ba'osei davar. That's Rashi's comment. That's a very great kiddush. An aid is one who establishes the case. That's an aid. As opposed to what? As opposed to others who are osei davar. They are the players. They are the ones involved in the case. What exactly does that mean? Pashut Pshat Rashi is the following kiddush. Before you discuss whether a person is an aid kosher, or whether that individual is an aid pasul, you have to back up a step. You have to ask yourself, is this person an aid? If this person is an aid, now, next step, aid kosher, aid pasul. There are certain individuals that lack a shame aid entirely. The horeg is not an aid pasul. If he is the osei davar, he doesn't have a shame aid at all. One who does not have a shame aid is not part of the kat of edus. And there you don't apply the principle of nimsecha kol pasul yusam b'teila. The baldavar is not an aid pasul. He doesn't have a shame aid. It's a hafkasa edus. In such a case, there's no principle of nimsecha kol pasul yusam b'teila. The Rashbam would argue, if you're an aid, you become an aid b'shasariya. This pasul tells us b'mekayim b'davar akosu b'daber. Only mekayim b'davar akol edim. Others are not. If you look at the Nesivos is found in Choshev Mishpat, Simen Lamed Vav, Sifkat and Beis, the Nesivos gives you a list of six individuals. Cheresh, Shota, Katan, Eved, Isha, Akum. All six of those individuals, in addition to the Balei Dvarim, Cheresh, Shota, Katan, Eved, Isha, Akum, they do not have a shame aim. If 10 people get together and one of them is a guy, one of them is a woman, you don't assume nimsecha kol pasul yusam b'teila. They are not eidim sulim. They lack a shame aid entirely. And that's the answer of the Gemara. But this is a critical machlokes, the Ri and the Rashbam, as of what point you become an aid. Good? This is very relevant for eidus of Gittin and Kedushin, Eidus, the Kiyamadav. Because the Ritva makes the following ha'ara. This is a ritva that we'll soon get to on Daf Mem Gimel and Aleph in our perek. The Gemara says the following. Let's assume a person is a shliach. Can he also serve as an aid? He's a shliach for Kedushin. Can he also be one of the aid in Kedushin? So the Gemara says that the Beirav Shela Amre Ein Shliach Nasa Ein. A shliach cannot be an aid. So the Gemara asks, why is that true? What's wrong with the shliach being an aid? So the Gemara suggests the following, that Elim, maybe you'll tell me this. Mishum Dlo Amrle that Havli Ein. Maybe it's because he was never asked to be an aid. A chiddush, that an aid must be appointed. Minui Ein. He was never asked to be an aid. He was asked to be the shliach. So of course, he cannot serve that role. The Gemara says, no, that cannot be. Elamiyata, the Gemara says, Kidesh Isha Bifnei Shnayim. A man is Mekadesh Isha in the presence of two people. And V'lo Omelahem Atem Edai. And he doesn't say, I hereby designate you as witnesses. You mean to say, Hachanan Gohavi Kedushin? They're not married. Ridiculous. You don't need Minu Yedim. Explicit in the Gemara. Minu Yedim is not necessary. So the Gemara says it must be a very different reason. You know why Ein Shliach Nasa Eid? Because Shluchu Shalom Kamosa. And Havi Dei Kagufe. Can the Chasen be an aid? Of course not. So if the Shliach is in his stead, Shluchu Shalom Kamosa, Kagufe Dami, and therefore the Shliach cannot be an aid. Black and white in the Gemara, that Minui Eidim is not necessary. So the Ritva in this Sugim and Gimel Marav in Kiddush, the Ramaskal Itmar writes the following Kiddush. You see from the Gemara explicitly that Lo Be'inan Atem Eida, you don't have to be Meman of Eidim. And the Chein Hilchasa, that's the Halacha. Minu Eidim is not necessary. However, the Ritva writes that Miu Kol Heicha Shiesh Ba'osa Mamet Ksherim Upsulim or Krovim, in the normal case, aren't there ksherim and psulim present? Aren't there krovim present? And a chasna, aren't some relatives there as well? Wait a second. You don't need minui eidim because eidus by definition requires minui. If the only ones who would be there was the chasna and kalim to eidim, minui is not needed. But if many more are there, including psulim, including krovim, so of course, sarech liyachet eidei kedushin, of course, Yichud Eidim is necessary. Why? Because otherwise, Nimtzechad Krov Apostle, just a Betela. You need Minu Eidim to avoid Nimtzechad Krov Apostle. Not Midine Eidus, but to avoid that Psul in the normal case where Krovim and Psulim are present. And then the Ritva goes a step further, very critical. And even if you will tell me no, what did we say in the name of the Reed? That you only apply the principle of Nimtzeh Krov Apostle Nisabatela to an aid, not Haroeh, but an aid Hameid, Hagadin Bezdin. So therefore, we haven't had Hagadin Bezdin. All they're doing is witnessing. So here where the Ritva makes the beautiful distinction, that what do you mean? Even if normally you will assume, when it comes to Dinim Amanos, when it comes to Din Nefashos, Ein ha'edus miskayem esat shabayin lebezdin. And of a shasri ielo chashiv edus. That's true when it comes to dinim amanos, dinim nefashos. But here when it comes to kiddushin, is that really true? That ein ha'edus ba la'ameis hadavar bovad. The purpose of these edim is not la'ameis hadavar, for the purpose of birur. The kala wakes up all of a sudden and says, it never happened. And now you'll have people who can come to Bezin and say, yes, it did, we were there. But rather, Eina Mekudeshes below Eidus, Ve'ein Lekedushin Kiyum below Eidus. And that's a Gzeres HaKosovu, Ve'kevan Dechein, Shas Maisa, Hu Shas Eidusan. Fascinating Chiddush of the Ritva. When it comes to normal Haggadah Eidus, there you can have a machlokas rishonim, the Rian Rashbam. When do you become an aid? Shas Re'iyah, Mishas Haggadah, because there's a twofold job description. Re'iyah and Haggadah. When it comes to Eidus L'kiyum HaDavar, what is the purpose of these aidim? In case one will deny, they'll be called to Bezin to verify that the Kedushin occurred? Possibly, but that's not the purpose of their Eidus. As the Gemara said in the Samachim of Beis, you need Eidus Lekiyam HaDavar. Eidus Lekiyam HaDavar is B'shas Re'iyah, not B'shas Haggadah. May very well be that sometime the Zayin will be called upon to tell the Beis Din what they saw. But the role is Re'iyah, and therefore the shame Eidus Nikva Mishas Re'iyah, not Mishas Haggadah, and therefore Nim Sechar Kopas Nisabtel will find Mishas Re'iyah, even a Libah Dari that tells us normally it's only Mishas Haggadah. This is the Kiddush of the Ritva, here in our parak and up in Gimel and Aleph. This is what the Ksos discusses at length in Simen Lamed Vav in Siv Katan Aleph. That's the Kiddush. When it comes to Gittin Kiddushin, Ein Davar Sheb'erva Pachos Mishnayim, Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar is necessary. And therefore, HaMekadesh Beino Beina, in such an instance, Ein Choshashin LeKiddushin. This halacha, that Gittin, or in our case, Kiddushin, requires Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. Why is that true? In Lamdus, why is that necessary? Why must Eidim be present? And here, one could formulate in two very different ways. And this will be critically important for the issue of Shluchos. Gittin of a Kiddushin requires Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. One possibility is the following. Let's say Posh Pshat, Chalos. Whenever you have a Chalos, Davar Sheb'erva, that means that as a result of what is happening, there is an undeniable change in status regarding Davar Sheb'erva. In the case of Kedushin, from a Pnuya to an Eishas Ish. In a case of Gerushin, from an Eishas Ish to a Gerusha. The Chalos, Davar Sheb'erva requires Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. That's one possibility. Another possibility is the following. We began by mentioning the different levels of Das. Das Hafla, Das Mekoch HaMemkar, Das Davar Sheb'erva. Maybe one could argue the following. And that is, Gittin Kiddushin require a heightened level of Das. And as a function of elevated Das, Eidus is necessary. I can buy groceries without Eidim. But when it comes to Gittin V'Kedushin, Das Davar Sheb'erva has to be conveyed in the presence of others. And therefore, the need for Eidim is in order to have that conveyance of Das Davar Sheb'erva. These are two very different ways of understanding the need for Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. Chalos Davar Sheb'erva or Das Davar Sheb'erva. What is the meaning of that halacha that Ein Davar Sheb'erva Pachos Mishnayim requiring Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar? If you could have cases where there's a chalos davar sheb'erva without das davar sheb'erva, that would be very telling in terms of our chakira. Can you ever have a change in status that doesn't require das? And if you can, do you need eidim or not? That will indicate as to whether this halacha is a function of chalos or a function of das. The Gemara earlier in Kedushin Daf Yud Beis and Beis tells us the following. How is it that you're Mekadesh Nisha? Kesef Sharbi. Opening Nisha. Even though this is true, Bia is certainly a method of Ishus. But nonetheless, the Gemara tells us that Rav Man Gida the Mekadesh Bedi. Rav would give Malchus to one who used Bia as the form of the Kinyan of Ishus. If you're asking me, is this an indicator of Ishus? Of course. Maybe that's the greatest indicator of Ishus. Bia, not just Kesev and Shtar. Rav says it's not appropriate to use Bia as the method of Kinyan of Ishus. Why not? Mishum Pritzitza. Pritzitza. And therefore Rav will write, look, undeniably, it's Chal. But nonetheless, it's inappropriate. And therefore, Malchus Drabanan for one who is Mekadesh Nisha Bebin. What exactly is the pretzis? What is the pretzis? So Tosus Kedush Yubez Lebez Ramask Mishum quotes Machlokis between Rabbi Natam and the Rebbe. Rabbi Natam writes the following. You know what the pretzis is? Because after all, if you should sarach o eide bia, o eide yichud, you need eidus takim adavar. You need eidim for the kinyan of yishus. So eidim for the kesef kedushin, fine. Eidim for the shtar, fine. Eide bia. It also says v'davar mechur shemamid eidim al kach. That's pritzus. To have eide bia, eide bia. That's what Rav says. This is not what we recommend. Tosa says the following bakasha. This is very difficult. Because if that's how you understand pritzus, because of eidemia, what do you do with the sugi in Yavamas? Because the Gemara Yavamas and Daf Nun Beis Amar Aleph has a parallel case. Just as it is pritzus to use bia as the kinyan of Yishus, so too there's another similar case of Bitutza. And that is one who performs the mitzvah of Yibum without Mamar. Mamar is a kinyan kesef derabanan prior to Yibum. So the normal way of doing Yibum is to have a kinyan kesef and then to have bia, paralleled after Erisin, followed by Yisuin, to have a kinyan kesef followed by yavam yavolem. That form of kesef mamar is only did the rabbanon. And there in Yavamos and Daf Nun Beis, the Gemara says the same thing. That one who will perform yibum without mamar, that also is mishum pritzutza. That also is pritzus. So Tosa says, however you're going to define pritzus, in this case of Kedushin, has to fit into Yibum B'li Mamar. Does that work according to Rabbi Natan? So Tosa says no. If the pritzus is that one is engaging in Bia and you require Eidim, that will fit nicely in our Gemara and Kedushin Daf Yud Beis, Man D'Makadish V'Bia, but that cannot fit with the sugya in Yavamos. So that cannot be the definition of pritzus. So the rewrite, mishum pritzutza, means something else entirely. We'll get back to Rabbi Natan in a minute. And the re says pritzutza means the following. Haino pritzutza, sha'osin tchilas kinyanim bibiya. You know what pritzus is? Where there's a ma'isa bia, when there's no prior relationship. That's pritzus. So if you're Mekadesh Nisha with Bia, that means that the initial relationship is one of Bia. That's not appropriate, that's pritzus. Similarly, if one is Ba'al Yavimta without Mamar, so the first manifestation of the relationship is Bia. That's not appropriate. So therefore, first have Kedusha Kesef. First have Mamar. That the introduction to your relationship should be Bia, that is pritzus. That three rights fits both the Sigim Kedush and the Sigim Amos. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, Pritzus means Eidim. That can fit into the case of Kedushin, but it won't fit into the case in Yavamos. Now, what exactly does that mean? What's the problem? What's the problem? In Kedushin, it's done very well. If you're going to have Kedushin Bia, you need Eidim. That's Pritzus. If you're going to have Kedushin Kesef, so then you don't need Eidim. So good. One is pritzus, one is not. But that's not going to work in the case of Yibum. So what does Tosus assume? Why not? Why doesn't it work in the case of Yibum? So here you can understand the Tosus in two opposite ways. This is a machlokas between the Shar HaMelech and the Vilna Gaon. And regardless of what you assume in Tosus, it's clearly a machlokas Rishon.
The Ri writes, this is not going to fit into the Yibum case. Why not? What's wrong with the Yibum case? So the Shar HaMelech, this is found in Hilchos Yibum B'Chalitza, Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, writes the following. Tosus clearly is of the opinion that Yibum requires Eidim. Yibum requires Eidim. That's what Tosus is telling us. Yibum requires Eidim. So you understand the objection to Rabbi Natan. When it comes to Kiddushin, I have a choice. Keser Shtarobiyah. If you're Mekadesh Nisha with Kesev, so the Bia doesn't require Eidim. You're Mekadesh Nisha with Bia, the Bia requires Eidim. So therefore, it's Prisus to have Kedushe Bia, have Kedushe Kesev. Let Eidim witness the Kesev. What do I have to witness Bia for? But when it comes to Yibum, what is Yibum Yidaraisa? Yevama Yavaleha. There the Torah insists on Yibum, Bia, and Eidim are necessary, regardless of whether you have Maima or not. The fact that you had a prior kinyan of Kesef, Mamar, that will not exempt you from the need of Eidus at the time of Yibum. So if that's true, what is it that you mean that Mekadesh B'li Mamar is a problem of Pritzos? To be Mekadesh with Kesef and normal issues avoids Eidei Bia. In Yibum, you cannot avoid Eidei Yibum. So therefore, Rabbi Natan does not fit that definition of Pitzitza. That's what the Shar HaMelech writes. That you see clearly from Tosus that Yibum requires Eidus. Eidus Lekim Adam. The Vilna Gaon disagrees. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, Eben Ezer, Kuf Samach Vav, Siv Beis, the Mechaber writes, V'im Baal Ablo Mamar, if one does Yibam without Mamar, Kana, the Yibam is Chal, and the Ein Tzarach Lafsu LeKadesh, you don't have to do anything more, the Yibam, of course, is Chal. But Umakno Samachas Mardos, but you can get Malkas through Abana, because of Pritzutza. Machaberites. The Ramah just adds the following Ha'ara, V'davka Shaba Aleha Bifnei Eidim. The Ramah just adds, but realize that Yibam requires Eidim. Yibam requires Eidus Lekim Adam. That's the Ramah Paskin. Yibam requires Eidim. If you look in the Bir Hagra, here Kuf Samavav, Bir Hagra just writes the following. Delo mashmakein betosus kedushin yud beis amud beis. This is against Tosus and Kedushin. In other words, the Gaon understood Tosus and Kedushin that Yibum does not require Eidim at all. How did the Gaon read our Tosus? Now this was the objection to Rabbi Natan. You, Rabbi Natan, are maintaining that the Pritzos is because of Eidei Bia. That's relevant when it comes to Kedushin, because Kedushin requires Eidus Lekiyam Adava. So if you don't have Kedushe Kesef and you have Kedushe Bia, you need Eidim for Bia. That's Pritzus. But this cannot be applied to Yibum. Why? Because Yibum never requires Eidim. That's how the Gaon understood. Eidim will not be necessary whether you did Mamar or whether you did not do Mamar. You never need Eidei Yibum. So how can Rabbi Natan's problem of Eidus plug into that Gemara Yevamos? Nafnun Beis? They're two opposite ways of reading Tosus, no? The Shar HaMelech reads the Tosus as saying you always require Eidei Yibum. Mamar will not help. The Gaon understands Tosus is saying, you never require Eidei Yibum. So therefore, that can't be the contributing factor to Pritzutza. No? So Machlokes, the Shar HaMelech, and the Gaon. What Tosus is saying? Tosus is clearly making a statement about Eidus when it comes to Yibum, but unbelievable. The opposite ways of understanding the Tosus. regardless of how you understand Tosfos, this is Mefurish Machlokes Rishon. If you look in the Tosfos Harash, right, in that sugya, tradition of Beis and Beis, it's Mefurish like the Shar HaMelech. Because there, the Tosfos Harash spells it out. Why is Rabbi Yotam's explanation impossible in light of the Gemara in Yevamos? Because even if you will have Mamar, Afilu ikidesh trila, even if you'll have Maimar in front of Eidim, Akati sarech Eide Yichud, you still need Eidim present b'shav bia. That's Mefurish like the Shara Melach, no? It's absolutely necessary. The Tosfos HaRosh writes this three times. Here in Kedushin Daf Yibeis L'Beis, in Yevamos Sandaf Nun Aleph Amar Aleph, and in Yevamos Sandaf Nun Beis Amar Aleph. Tosfos HaRosh is Mefurish that Yivam requires Eidus L'Kiyam HaDavar. The Ritva, and that's the Yim Kedushin Daf Yibeis L'Beis is Mefurish as well. V'hasam, when it comes to Yivam, Ben B'Tchila, Ben B'Sof, Lo sagya deleka edemia. Edim are necessary. And just because you had edim at the time of Maimar does not exempt you from aiding at the time of Yibam itself. The Ritva also is explicit. The Tshuva Sarashpa is against this explicitly. Tshuva Sarashpa is found in Chelek Dalid, Tshuva Shin Chav Ches. Afilu ba'ala beino lebeina, if Yibam occurs without anyone else being present, kina'a, the Yibam is chal, they are married. Why is that true? Dezu ishehi shehikna lo min hashamayim. When you create the ishus, that requires eidus l'kiyam adavar. You are not creating the ishus. Ishezu hikna lo min hashamayim, and Yibam does not require Eidus Lekimadav. So regardless of how you understand, the Tosfos, explicitly, Machlokes Tosfos in the Harash, Ritva on the one hand, against the Tshuva Sarashpa, whether in fact Eidim are necessary. Why should one assume Eidim are or are not needed for you? So this is what will be relevant to our Chakir. Is Yibam a Chalos Davar Sheberva? Absolutely. Absolutely. The husband dies. She is not an Ishes Ish. If she will be Mezana with someone, what is the Isser? It's an Isser Lav. Losia Ishes Hamesh Nachutz Lizar. She's not allowed to engage in anything such as that without Yuma Chalitza. That's an Isser Lav. La'achar Yibum Nasa Kisha L'Chodavar. She's an Ishes Ish. There's Nisr Chenek. As a result of the Bias Yibum, now her status absolutely changes. It's a Chalos Davar Sheberva, undeniably. But you know what's special about Yibum? Yibum does not require Das. That's a Mishnah Yevamos Nedaf Nun Gimel Medeis. The Rambam Perek Beis of Okazim Chalitza L'Chagimel. Haba al yevimta, ben b'shoge, ben b'mezid, ben b'ones, ben b'ratzam. Whether he is a mezid, she is a mezid, she is a shoge, he is a shoge. The pasuk says, yevamo yavo aleha. Kavonas bia, even if there is no das, the yibum is chal. Yibum is a fascinating mano. You don't need das. It doesn't have to be l'shem yibum, but certainly it's a chalos davar sheba'erva. So take a look at the Mishnah Melech here, Perek Beis Halacha Dalid, and then take a look at Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim Perek Dalid Huchosim v'chalitza Halacha Tezayin. Here Reb Chaim goes through different levels of das, different types of das, different types of edus, edus lebira davar, edus lekiyam davar. And here's where Reb Chaim articulates, right, this issue regarding Chalitza, and then at the end of the piece regarding Yibum as well. This will be critical in terms of the understanding of many aspects of Yishus, This is paramount in order to understand the first sugya of shlichus. What type of shlichus is Gittin Kedusha? Is that shlichus b'chalat harakul? Is this uniquely true when it comes to areas of issues? Does shlichus require edus l'kiyam adavar? Or perhaps not. So pick up in the next shiur, right through this piece. If you can, make sure to go through the Reb Chaim, right, and then we'll continue discussing the aspect of Das Davar Shabbat. Mirat Hashem, tomorrow we'll discuss Parshas HaShavua. Okay, in the next shiur, right, that condition will be Mirat Hashem HaSavua.